It's Monday, August 1st, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to this special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
So who's the funny little American?
My name's Daniel.
I didn't expect anything half as exotic.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a fun way to open up this year's special classic Exotica Music episode of The Sounds in My Head with none other than Combustible Edison from Providence, Rhode Island. Now, that's a weird pick, I gotta say. I could imagine some pushback here. You're like, classic? They're from the 90s. It's like, yeah, well, guess what? We're old. So the 90s is a long time ago now. If you had to draw lines between things, the last episode where I played like new Exotica, that stuff's all from like the last year or two. This stuff's from like 30 years ago, so it's a long time ago now, 20, whatever. It's old. So yeah, I wanted to start the show off with that one in particular because I love it. A, it was the first song I ever heard by Combustible Edison. I think probably like many people, I was introduced to them because they had some music on the soundtrack to the movie Four Rooms, which I remember nothing about other than the fact that it was like multiple stories. Anyway, Vertigogo, the opening theme right there by Combustible Edison. Amazing. And for the longest time, I guess it wasn't on streaming platforms because maybe the soundtrack to Four Rooms doesn't exist anymore. So very recently released the two versions of Vertigogo that they made for that soundtrack on Spotify and stuff with new album art even. So you can pick that up a lot more easily than maybe you could have a year ago. I, of course, have the whole album. It's got a lot of Combustible Edison. It's all really good. This episode going to be pretty Combustible Edison heavy, I got to say, because going back and listening to Exotica music, what I was struck by is how much I love Combustible Edison. I feel like I could just do a whole episode of nothing but an appreciation of Combustible Edison because they were my favorite thing for like a while. But anyway, they broke up quite a while ago. I guess their last album came out in the early 2000s or something, so we haven't heard from them in quite a while, but still one of my favorites. So most of this episode, though, is going to be actual classic, like going back to the 50s, 60s, we'll just dive right into some old stuff. So we're going to go to the man himself, Martin Denny. He is from Honolulu, Hawaii. I think he might have been born in New York. I forget his whole bio. He's like born in New York, but he like relocated to Hawaii and lived there for most of his life and recorded his music there. So he's like, you know, vaguely authentic as far as this stuff goes. I don't know. We're going to hear a few songs off the Best of Martin Denny's Exotica. It's a compilation and it's really great. It's a good one to pick up and it's got some of his best work, I think. And we're going to hear three of them right now because they set the tone for the whole episode and they're not incredibly long songs. They're like in the sub 3 minute sort of lengths. So we're going to hear Miser Lu, Coronation, and La Pampa y La Puna. All three extremely great songs. So without further ado, Martin Denny with Miser Lu, Coronation, and La Pampa y La Puna right now on this special classic exotica music episode of The Sounds of My Head. All right, let's catch up. After Martin Denny's three songs, we hear two songs by Arthur Lehman. Now, Arthur Lehman, he was actually from Hawaii, like born and raised in Hawaii, and he was a very important figure, another one of these guys in the early exotica movement scene. And we heard two songs. We heard Ponciana and Anna. So both kind of Anna songs. Maybe that's something he had to go on for him. Maybe this is the songs I like. Anyway, the first one, Ponciana, that came from his record Pearly Shells, and the second, Anna, came from his kind of landmark album Yellowbird, which really great. If you like this stuff, I highly recommend going deep, because there's tons and tons where this came from, and it was very hard to choose individual songs and craft something that sounded like an episode of my show. But anyway, Arthur Lehman right there, very good. Speaking of other classic exotica early sounds, we're going to hear Les Baxter right now. So Les Baxter was also an important figure in this whole movement of exotica music. He was from Los Angeles, and we're going to hear a couple songs by him. First, Quiet Village, and then Jungle Arrow, both from the exotic moods of Les Baxter. That's the record I'm pulling it from. And I got to say, Quiet Village, I mentioned on the new episode because I played a cover of it there as well. This was a Les Baxter song that he wrote. And then years later, Martin Denny redid it and it became a huge hit. And it kind of defined the exotica sound from with Martin Denny's version. But we're going to hear the original, the Les Baxter version, which I think is also totally good. So yeah, that's what we're hearing here. And without further ado, Les Baxter with Quiet Village and Jungle Arrow from his Exotic Moods of Les Baxter album. Where else but on this classic exotica music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thank you.
One part of the internet that I've often felt is a good thing is, I guess, the flip side of the fragmentation problem. So you use this analogy of the Tower of Babel, and it comes down and everyone's speaking a different language. No one can understand each other, which is a great analogy for what social media feels like. Just like everyone is in these tiny echo chambers and bubbles. Even my podcast audience, on the rare occasion I meet someone who knows me, recognizes me, doesn't happen that often. Usually they think that I'm getting recognized all the time, you know, because they care about...
You're so famous. Everyone right. I know knows you.
Right. I'm really not at all. And so it's the insight there is people think the bubble that they're in is much larger and more representative than it is. And everyone's in a bubble and the bubbles have multiplied and the bubbles get smaller every day. The news you consume gets more linked to your sub culture, and all the other sub cultures make no sense to you because they, you know, it would have required so much buy-in and years of context understanding that you can't possibly have had. So that's the fragmentation problem. But it seems like there's a flip side to that, which is the more subcultures there are, the easier it is to find a subculture where you really fit. Right. It's like if the only way of measuring whether you're a cool person is like whether you're good at sports, it's like a monoculture of the 1950s and you're good at sports, you're cool. You're not, you suck. That leaves a lot of people out. Whereas nowadays, someone who sucks at sports, they can go on Reddit and like get into playing the accordion and get really good. And now that's their world.
Juan, we know how to dance.
Juan, sabemos bailar.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Les Baxter back there, we heard a song from a band from Tokyo, Japan. I think they were called like Swing Slow, but it was really Harumui Hansano and Mira Kushi. They just got together and made this one Swing Slow album. Anyway, the song we heard was Disappeared, and I heard of this last year when they re-released like a 2021 mix of it that I think Harumi Hansano mixed himself. Like he did like a new version of it to make it sound as good as it could sound, kind of a thing. And it was sort of a Japanese take on Exotica. That's how I would describe that song, Disappeared. Really cool record, interesting stuff on it across the board. Highly recommend checking it out if you like that song and you're interested in, like, you know, cool sounds from Japan. I would put Swing Slow on that list. That guy, Harumi Hansano, who was behind Swing Slow, he's like a very prolific Japanese pop maestro. So he was kind of similar. I think he might have been in the band Happy End, but anyway, very cool stuff there. Okay, then after Swing Slow, we heard two more songs by Combustible Edison. The first featuring Esquivel himself. It was a cover, sort of an Esquivel song, Miniskirt, but it was done featuring Esquivel. So it was a Combustible Edison track released in, I don't know, the mid-90s or something on this record called Loungepalooza, where they had contemporary bands doing lounge covers of songs. And that was Combustible Edison's contribution to it with Juan Esquivel. Very cool. Always love that song. Super great. I like the Esquivel version too, but I think the Combustible Edison version is extremely fun. Then, just before I started talking, we heard another Combustible Edison song from their album The Impossible World, one of my favorites. That was the song 20th Century. Super great. We're going to finish up this special classic Exotica music episode with one more Combustible Edison song. This one is Carnival of Souls. It came off their album I, Swinger, and it was one of my favorite songs to go to sleep to for years. I would put this on at night to wind down. I have very fond associations with it. It's a song to listen to at nighttime, to me, and it's super great. Carnival of Souls by Combustible Edison, finishing up this special classic Exotica music episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the John Buzon Trio, the Pink Panther theme by the Hollywood Studio Orchestra, and Short Double Latte by Combustible Edison. Right now I'm talking over Summer Samba by Combustible Edison. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, like where you can follow me on social media, or look for a link to Spotify for season 19. That's the current season of the show. I put all the songs I play that are available on Spotify into that playlist, so you can just listen to them all right there without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. And we will see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of the show.